presence in prayer.
让我们来祷告。
Our God, our Heavenly Father, in this moment we want to turn our minds and hearts to you. We know that whenever you speak to us, whenever you touch us, touch our lives, it is extra special. May we now have that consciousness as we listen to your words. So we ask that the Holy Spirit will continue to guide us into your truth, and the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, cleanses us from all our wrongdoings, so that the mind, the word of our mouth, and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Please turn your Bible to Esther chapter 6.
今天的经文 test. 今天的经文取自以斯帖第六章。
The Chinese text, you may refer it on the screen.
荧幕上会有华文的字幕。
Esther chapter 6.
以斯帖第六章。
That night, the king could not sleep. So he ordered the book of the Chronicles, the record of his reigns, to be brought in and read to him. It was found recorded there that Mordecai had exposed Mictanah and Teres, two of the king's officers who guarded the doorway, who had conspired to assassinate King Cestus. What honor and recognitions has Mordecai received for this? The king asked. Nothing has been done for him, his attendants answered. The king said, Who is in the court? Now Haman had just entered the outer court of the palace to speak to the king about hanging Mordecai on the gallows he had erected for him. His attendants answered, Haman is standing in the court. Bring him in, the king ordered. When Haman entered, the king asked him, What should be done for the man the king delights to honor? Now Haman thought to himself, Who is there that the king would rather honor than me? So he answered the king, For the man the king delights to honor, have them bring a royal robe that king has worn and a horse the king has ridden, one with a royal crest placed on his head. Then let the robe and the horse be entrusted to one of the king's most noble princes. Let them rope the man the king delights to honor and lead him on the horse throughout the city streets, proclaiming before him, This is what is done for the man the king delights to honor. Go at once, the king commanded Haman. Get the robe and the horse and do just as you have suggested for Mordecai the Jew, who sits at the king's gate. Do not neglect anything you have recommended. So Haman got the rope and the horse. He roped Mordecai and led him on horseback to the city streets, proclaiming before him, This is what is done for the man the king delights to honor. Afterward, Mordecai returned to the king's gate, but Haman rushed home with his head covered in grief, and told Zeres, his wife, and all his friends everything that had happened to him. His advisers and his wife Zeres said to him, Since Mordecai, before whom your downfall has started, is of Jewish origin, you cannot stand against him. You will surely come to ruin. While they were still talking with him, the king's eunuchs arrived and hurried Haman away to the banquet Esther had prepared. Late in February 1916, a young British student bought a book at a second-hand bookstore in the railway station.
一个年轻的英国学生呢，在一个旧书店那边买了一本书。
He had looked at the book and rejected it at least a dozen times before.
他已经多次看，也拒绝了这本书。
But on that day, he decided to purchase it.
不过那天他买了。
It was called Fantasies.
这本书叫 Fantasies.
A fantasy novel that tells the story of dreamlike adventures in the fairyland.
是一个虚幻小说，讲述在一个精灵国的很多的 奇异事件。
The book was written by George MacDonald, a famous English preacher.
这是 George MacDonald 一个英国的宣教士所说的。
Reading this book eventually led to this young man conversion.
看到这本书呢，这个年轻人就信主了。
Now who is this young man?
这个年轻人是谁呢？
He's C.S. Lewis.
他就是 C.S. Lewis.
He's probably the most greatest and most popular defender of Christian faith in the 20th century.
C.S. Lewis 是20世纪呢，要维护基督教最强大的人。
He later wrote to a friend that he had picked up this book by hazard.
他告诉他的朋友，他其实是无意拿到这本书。
Lewis claimed that few hours after he began reading, he knew that he had crossed a great frontier.
他读了这个几个小时，他发现他已经跨越了一个大关。
In fact, he said, "My imagination had been baptized by reading it."
他说我的想象力呢已经被这个读这个书所洗礼了。
So was it a coincidence for C.S. Lewis to finally pick up this book?
所以 C.S. Lewis 拿了这本书是巧合还是
Or God had directed his choice?
还是神呢引导他的选择呢
？Interestingly enough, the Book of Esther is characterized by a rather significant numbers of coincidences.
很有趣的，《以斯帖》这本书呢，里面有很多的巧合。
That cannot be credited just to chance.
这些都不能归附于机率而已。
Someone says it that the quantity and the tininess of those coincidences are so unusual that they strain the law of probability.
有些说呢，这些巧合的之多还有之好呢，已经到了这个概率论的极限了。
We have already covered the first five chapters of Esther.
我们已经读了以斯帖前五章。
For instance, Queen Vashti is deposed as queen shortly before an attempt to destroy the Jews.
前面有说呢，在要消灭这些犹太人之前呢，刚巧这个瓦什提王后呢就被废了。
Then Esther, a Jewish girl, is chosen to be a queen.
过后呢，刚好就是这个犹太女子以斯帖呢成为王后。
Now is it a coincidence that Esther is in the right place at the right time?
所以瓦斯提这个以斯帖呢能够成为王后刚好在这个这么巧合的时间
When Queen Vashti is deposed
刚好就是瓦斯提被废的时候
Then by coincidence Mordecai somehow discovered a plot to kill the king and repulse it
摩迪凯呢又是巧合的在这个时间能够找出一个揭发这个阴谋要杀害王的阴谋
And the report is recorded in the chronicles of the court
而这个记录呢就记录在这个档案里面
And later in chapter 5, Esther goes unsummoned, which is against the law to see the king.
当这个以斯帖呢没有蒙召就去见这个王的时候
And instead she found favor in his eyes.
竟然能够在他里面蒙恩
Now in today's chapter 6, we have just read a series of coincidences feature most prominently that they in fact became the turning point of the whole story of Esther.
在第六章里面呢，我们又读到一连串的巧合，而这连串的巧合将会成为整个叙述文的转捩点。
That is to say, from these events onwards, Mordecai's fortune and the Jewish people as a whole will change for the better.
也就是说，在这一连串的事件过后呢，莫迪凯还有他的民族的命运呢，就从此呢有了转捩。
So are we to interpret these various outcomes in the book of Esther due to a series of coincidences?
所以这些的结果是一连串的巧合吗
？Or there's help from other source?
或者是有从外面而来的能力
？Therefore, entitled this morning's sermon, "Coincidences or God's Providence."
所以今早的讲主题呢，就是巧合还是神的供应
？What are coincidences?
巧合是什么呢
？We know that there are events.Happen by chance, not by plan.
而巧合就是一些事件呢，它是靠着几率，而并不是碰巧，而不是靠着预备的。
In a way that is very surprising.
而又是非常奇特的。
If we study today's text carefully, we will notice that the so-called coincidences occurred at very critical junctures in the story.
当我们看到今天的经文的时候，我们发现这些巧合呢，都是在很关键的时刻发生。
Now, without them, the story will have a very different outcome, a very tragic ending.
如果不是他们的话呢，那这个故事呢，将会是一个悲剧收场。
We will examine them in a short while.
我们慢慢的来看。
And often we are told that in the Hebrew text of Esther, it makes no mention of God at all.
我们已经说过多次了，这个希伯来文的经文里面呢，没有提到神。
But does this mean the absence of God in the story?
难道没有提到神就表示里面没有神吗？
In other words, the absence of God's name does not necessarily imply the absence of God in the story.
没有神的名字并不表示没有神。
In fact, the book of Esther is the most true to life biblical example of God's providence, precisely because God seems absent.
在这里呢，没有提到神的名字呢，其实是最伊斯帖呢，就把这个真的神，似乎不在，可是他其实是完全的存在，把这表达出来了。
When we speak of God's providence in general,
当我们想到神的供应，
we mean that God in some invisible or mysterious way governs all creatures, actions, and circumstances through the normal course of human life without his direct intervention by using miracles.
我们所指的呢，就是没有神直接用奇迹的方式来介入呢，神引导所有的东西事件呢，通过人普通的生活方式。
So someone says it well that a coincidence is just God's way of remaining anonymous.
神就说呢，有人就说呢，其实这就是神呢保持匿名的方式。
Indeed, in the book of Esther, God's presence is felt in the series of coincidences.
所以在以斯帖里面呢，神的存在呢，就通过了一连串的这个巧合。
Although God maintains a very low profile role,
而神呢是以很低调的方式。
And the most prominent of these is in chapter 6.
而在第六章里面，这是最明显的。
So we now come to the analysis of the text itself.
让我们今天细心的来看第六章。
Chapter 6 has been described as the most ironically comic scene in the entire Bible.
在第六章里面呢，有人说这是整本书里、整本圣经里面最反讽的一个戏剧笑。
And one of the funniest anywhere in the Bible.
就是圣经里面最好笑的一节了。
Because it presents a vivid drama where the rivalry and tension between two main characters, Haman and Mordecai, is acted out.
因为在这里呢，有哈曼和莫迪凯这两个人之间的争斗很精彩的表现出来。
It marks for the first time the skills tip in favor of Mordecai against Haman.
而且这也是第一次呢，莫迪凯呢，他的局势呢胜过了这个哈曼。
All this is because of the beginning verse, the night the king could not sleep.
其实呢，这都是从第一节开始，那就是王不能入眠。
So it is not surprising for most biblical scholars to view this verse.As the crucial turning point of the whole narrative.
所以学者就认为这一节呢，其实是整个故事里面的最关键的一节。
The following schematic overview would be helpful for us to grasp the flow and the development of the narrative.
我们看了整本书的这个概况呢，我们就能明白这个转捩点。
Now you see, chapter 1 and chapter 10, A is corresponding to A prime.
我们看到第一章跟第十章呢，它是形成对比。
B chapter 2 and 3 is corresponding to B prime chapter 8 and 9.
而第二到第三章呢，就跟第八章到第九章是对比。
And likewise, C is corresponding to C prime.
是第四、第五章跟第六、第七章呢，这两个也是对比。
But take note, there is one verse which stands in the center of all the whole narrative.
而中间就有这一节呢，是站在中间。
That night, the king could not sleep.
那晚神不王不能入眠。
So in the previous so-called A B C, you see the mortal danger waiting for the Jews. A B C is waiting for the mortal danger waiting for the Jews.
我们看到第 A B C 那里呢，就是这个有很这个犹太人面对很大的危险。
But because of this turning point, that night the king could not sleep, it turns into the salvation for the Jews.
可是因为这一节的这个转捩点呢，接下来的后面呢，就是这个犹太人得到救赎。
Now at the end of chapter 5, we know that Esther is planning another banquet for the following day.
我们知道在第五章最后呢，以斯帖要举办第二次的宴会。
We will expect that this will be the occasion at which she wins the pardon for her people.
我们会觉得说，就是会在这一次的第二次的场合呢，让这个以斯帖帮助他的子民得到救赎。
She will make petition to the king to cancel his first decree and not to have all the Jews killed.
告诉那个王呢，就把第一次的那个利率呢，给删掉，把救赎所有的犹太人。
But by the end of chapter 5, we also know that upon the urging and his families and friends, Haman wants to speed up his plan to execute his rival enemy, Mordecai.
可是在第五章的最后呢，我们也知道哈曼的朋友还有家人呢，正在催促他赶快处死这个莫迪凯。
So unless something or someone intervenes, Mordecai may well be dead.By the time of the banquet.
所以除非是有人或者事件来介入呢，莫迪凯在宴会以前呢就已经被处死了。
Esther cannot possibly intervene for him before the banquet because she does not know Haman's plan to have Mordecai executed early in the morning.
以斯帖不可能为他来介入，因为他根本就不知道哈曼有这个计划，要在这个宴会之前呢把摩迪凯杀了。
So on what could be the last night of Mordecai's life, King Ahasuerus had a sudden attack of insomnia.
所以在摩迪凯的可能是他生命中的最后一夜的时候呢，王就刚好不能入眠。
That night, the king could not sleep.
那晚他失眠了。
This is the first major coincidence that we find in chapter 6.
这个是第六章里面的第一个巧合。
Now this coincidence, the king's insomnia, leads to the discovery of Mordecai's unrewarded loyalty.
所以呢，这个神，这个王的巧合呢，失眠呢，就来让莫迪凯没有被这个报答所发现的。
Unable to sleep, the king calls for the royal records to be read to him.
所以王祈求要读他这些史记。
Of all the passages in the court record to be read, the servant just happened to turn to the record of how Mordecai saved the king's life.
在这所有的史录里面呢，这个仆人刚好就读到这个摩迪凯怎么救这个王的这段记录。
Now it's all there in glorious detail.
里面都写得清清楚楚。
Even the names of the would-be assassins are duly recorded.
这些就算这些刺客呢，都知道他是谁。
Now we note that in the previous chapter, Haman had argued for the destruction of the Jews.
在这前面的一章呢，哈曼就说要把这些犹太人消灭了。
On the grounds that they were unprofitable to the king.
理由呢，就是他们对王呢没有好处。
Now here is the conclusive proof to the king that one Jew whose name is Mordecai, he was incredibly profitable to him.
可是在这里呢，就有很好的一个证明，就是至少也有一个犹太人摩迪凯呢，对他是非常有好处，甚至救了他的命。
He had in fact saved his life.
救了他的命。
Now this information could not have come before the king at a more opportune time.
这个资讯呢，对于这个王来说没有更好的时机了。
For unknown to the king, both Haman and Esther are about to make requests to him when the night has passed.
这个王当然不知道哈曼和以斯帖在隔天呢就对他有所要求。
Haman's request is to have Mordecai hanged.
哈曼的要求呢就是让这个摩迪凯处死。
And Esther's request is to spare her people's life.
而以斯帖的要求就是要救他的这些民族。
So is the king's discovery of Mordecai's loyalty another coincidence?
所以这个王能够发现这个摩迪凯这样的一段事件，这是巧合吗？
Having been reminded of Mordecai's loyal service to him,
知道了摩迪凯对他如此忠心，
the king wondered what had been done to reward this service.
王就要知道到底有这个人怎么得到报答。
It was a common practice for Persian kings to share their own privileges with those who proved themselves faithful.
那时候呢，这个波斯王呢，常常会把自己的利益跟那些对他忠心的人分享。
When Persian kings single out manufacturers for privilege,
当这些王呢，找出这些要蒙赏的人的时候呢，
it was also an opportunity for the king to display his generosity.
这就是王呢，能够展现他多慷慨的一个机会。
So when the king's attendants informed him that no reward had been given to Mordecai,
所以当这个王的仆人呢告诉他没有这个摩迪凯没有得到报赏的时候，
he proceeds to search for a suitable reward.
他就要找一个很好的奖赏。
Now just as the king begins to ponder his obvious oversight with regard to Mordecai's reward,
正当这个王在想说他怎么忽略了对于莫尼凯的奖赏的时候，
something catches his eyes out in the court.
他刚好呢就看到了庭院里面的人。
What a coincidence again!
又是巧合了。
The third time.
这是第三次了。
It is Haman who is standing in the court.
恰好就是哈曼站在庭院。
Haman himself seems to have a sleepless night also.
哈曼自己好像也是睡不着。
Perhaps he's too anxious to see the king early in the morning to get his permission to have Mordecai hanged.
可能他就是要处死这个摩迪凯，他太焦急了。
So the king calls him in.
所以王就叫他进来。
The irony here is amazing.
这里的反讽是非常的奇特的。
The king wants to ask Haman's advice about how to honor Mordecai.
这个王呢要求这个哈曼告诉他怎么样要来荣誉这个摩迪凯。
Yet at that very moment, the reason Haman is there is to ask permission to hang Mordecai.
很反讽呢，就是呢，这个摩迪凯其实是要来的，要来处死这个摩迪凯。
Haman does not know about the sleepless night the king has had.
哈曼当然不知道这个王呢，刚才是睡不着。
Or how he has been brought to his attention that Mordecai has not been rewarded for saving his life.
或者是这个王呢，已经知道这个莫迪凯呢，他 救他，可是没有得到奖赏。
Now the king has no clue either as to what Haman wants to talk to him so early in the morning.
王当然也不知道哈曼这么早来找他到底有什么事情。
So when asked by the king, what should be done for the man the king delights to honor?
所以王当这个哈曼被这个王问说，到底那些要蒙王奖赏的人到底要得到什么报酬的时候。
Thinking he himself would be honored, Haman presumptuously seeks the greatest honor he could think of.
他以为赐荣誉的人呢，一定是他自己，所以他就寻求了最大的荣誉。
Note the irony again.
这里又是一个反讽。
Haman is seeking death for Mordecai.
在这里呢，哈曼其实是希望莫迪凯会死。
And seeking honor for himself.
而自己呢，得到荣誉。
Yet on this very day, he would see Mordecai receive the very honor that he is seeking and invented for himself.
可是就在这天呢，莫迪凯就得到他自己所祈求的这个荣誉。
And likewise, he himself will receive the very death that he has planned for Mordecai in the next chapter.
而在另外一章里面呢，他所要给予莫迪凯处死的方式呢，他自己就得着了。
Now all of this is because on that night the king could not sleep.
而做这边所有的一切呢，就是第一次的巧合，刚好那晚呢，王睡不着。
So brothers and sisters, my first point today is that in our darkest day, we can trust God in His providential care.Even when God seems absent to us.
弟兄姐妹，今天讲到的第一点呢，就是在我们最黑暗的日子，我们也是能够信任神呢，能够供应给我们。
In chapter 6, we have seen that one coincidence has led to another and another.
因为在第六章里面，我们看到一个的巧合来到另一个巧合，再到另一个巧合。
These coincidences mark the beginning of a series of reversal in favor of the Jews.
而这些巧合呢，就来到了很大的一个大形势大逆转。
By first empowering their representative Mordecai,
让这些犹太人呢能够得着权力。第一呢，就是他们的这个莫迪凯。
And humiliating their enemy Haman.
而过后呢，就是羞辱他们的敌人哈曼。
So, are all these coincidences happen purely by chance?
这些都是巧合吗？
Or they are what biblical scholars view that is a coincidence is just God's way of remaining anonymous.
还是学者所认为的巧合呢，就是神要保持匿名的方式。
Now these coincidences may not be in the same league as the burning bush Moses has encountered.
当然，这一连串的巧合呢，跟摩西看到这个焚烧的荆棘这样是不同的层面的。
Or it's not the same like God's parting of the Red Sea.
或者是以色列民怎么过红海。
So though these coincidences lack in dramatic flair,
虽然这些巧合呢没有什么戏剧性这样子。
They however more than make up for its effectiveness.
可是我们看到它们是非常有效的。
They are entirely consistent with God's behind the scenes in the whole story of the book of the Esther.
这就跟呢神在以斯帖书里面他是幕后的主使者呢是非常吻合的。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
in every age, God continued to work through providence.
在每个时代呢，神不停的如此的供应。
Now through seemingly insignificant events,
好像是不起眼的事件，
to call people to Himself.
他不断的来做，来呼召人到他那前面来。
Is it not true that God has worked in your own life?
难道神不是也在你的生命如此行吗？
Often through events that are unexpected and seems insignificant to you at that time.
通过一些你没有想到，可是又好像很不起眼的事件发生了。
Now consider yourself the change of circumstances that led to your own conversion in Christ.
我们要想一想是什么样一连串的情况呢，让你能够信主。
Maybe you happen to pick up an evangelistic tract that opened your heart to God.
可能你刚好就是拿了一个福音当章来让你来倾向神。
Maybe it is your friend who happened to invite you to church or to an evangelistic meeting.
或者是你的朋友邀请你来教会，或者错失到一个传福音的机会。
Maybe it was in your darkest moment that you came to know God.
可能是在你最黑暗的一夜，你认识了神。
Now consider also how God has guided and directed your life.
你要想想神是怎么样的引导你的生命。
He may have guided you silently from decision to decision.
他是默默地引导你从一个决定到另一个决定。
From situation to situation.
从一个境况到另外境况。
He may have revealed His will for your life through ordinary events or people whom you know.
通过很平凡的人和事件呢，把他的旨意为你的生命的旨意 彰显出来。
We must know that God's providential care for us seldom comes by mighty miracles or signs.
其实神供应给我们呢，很极少是通过这些神迹奇事。
That will clearly tell us where He wants us to be and what He wants us to be doing.
这些神迹奇事让我们能够知道，他很明确的让我们知道我们到底要神要我们做什么。
Instead, God's providential care for us.Works constantly within the unfolding circumstances of each day.
相反呢，神的供应呢，是通过每一天的情况不断的发生，让我们来明白。
As one thing leads to another.
从一个事件到另一个事件。
But someone pointed out correctly that it is not possible for us to look at circumstances at any moment and know exactly what God is up to.
有人正确的说呢，的确我们不能够看到任何的情况，就知道神到底要我们做些什么。
When you look at the current events in our lives,
当我们看到我们生命中的事件的时候
we often find their meanings ambiguous.
我们对于他们的意义呢，我是模糊的。
An event in your life might be good or it might be bad.
对于一个事件呢，可能是好，可能是不好。
And it's most often a mixed blessing.
有时候好像塞翁失马，焉知非福。
Often we cannot evaluate the significance of an event until years later, if ever.
我们呢不能够知道一个事件的意义，可能要到很多年后才知道。
Now to confuse us further, bad decisions sometimes may nevertheless produce good things.
让我们更混淆的呢是错误的决定有时候会带来好的结果。
And what start up as a good intentions may end up as heartbreak.
有时候是好的主意呢，可是会带来伤心。
Now many times even our carefully laid plans may end up failing us.
有时候我们预备好好的呢也会让我们失败。
And we are forced to admit that we are not in control of our lives.
那我们也只好承认呢我们不能掌控我们的命运。
No matter how hard we try to be.
尽管我们有多努力。
So we must accept that all of our life circumstances are not always present.
我们要承认我们生命中的情况呢不都是好的。
Now, life circumstances can be tragic, ugly, and destructive.
生命中的情况呢，可能是悲哀的，可能是难看的，可能是有暴力性的。
Like the plot of Haman to destroy all the Jews in Persia.
就好像哈曼呢，怎么样要消灭波斯国里面所有的犹太人。
Maybe the serious illness of our loved one.
可能我们有爱人病痛了。
Or our own ill health.
或者我们自己身体不好。
Our broken relationship,
我们破坏的关系
our shattered hopes and dreams,
我们的梦想破碎了
they may form an uninterrupted change in our lives.
可能在我们生命中就是这一连串不好的机遇
Well, none of these things is good in itself.
当然这些事情没有一样本身是好的
We must hold firm that even in the worst of our life circumstances, God is working.To fulfill His promise to care for us.
我们要坚持，就算我们生命中最糟糕的遭遇里面呢，神都是在不断的供应他的应许给我们。
God can do so because His providential care for us will prevail despite humans' effort to thwart it.
神能够如此做，是因为人不管怎么样要来糟蹋，神要供应给我们呢，还是会最后获得获胜的。
And this is the second point I would like to touch on.
而这就是第二点。
We now continue the story of Esther.
我们继续来看故事。
Now, at the request of the king, Haman is brought before him.
王召唤的时候呢，哈曼就来了。
When asked by the king what should be done for the one the king desires to honor,
当这个哈曼被问说那要怎么样来报赏王所要赐恩荣誉的人的时候。
Haman can imagine no one more deserving than himself.
Haman 想不到有任何人更值得得到这个荣誉。
Now in chapter 3, we have seen that Haman has already been promoted to the second highest position in the kingdom.
因为在第三章的时候，我们已经知道哈曼呢已经是得到这个位极人臣的地位了。
The king has not only made him the prime minister.
他不但是宰相。
But the king has also ordered all the officials to pay honor to him.
而所有的官员呢，都要来给荣耀给这个哈曼。
And just because Mordecai refuses to do so,
而因为莫迪凯不愿意
，Haman becomes furious.
所以他就很生气。
Now his anger takes the shape of an evil plan of not just getting rid of Mordecai, but the killing of all the Jews in all the provinces of Persia.
所以这个哈曼的愤怒呢，就让他找出这个计划，要消灭莫迪凯，还有所有的犹太人。
Haman is in fact using his conflict with Mordecai as an opportunity to consolidate his power.
其实哈曼在这里呢，是要通过他跟摩迪凯之间的纷争呢，能够来巩固他的权柄。
Now his thirst for power, honor, and greatness does not take into account his ethical concern.
他对于权力、荣耀 和尊贵的这个渴望呢，根本就没有考虑，没有任何的道德考虑。
Priority is given to his own dreams and his own aspirations.
他的 梦想 和期盼的呢，这个是 主轴。
Now had his plan been successful,
如果他成功的话,
it would certainly threaten the very existence of the Jews in Persia.
他就会, 害所有的犹太人,
and Haman would have become very powerful.
而哈曼就会变成非常有权柄。
But here comes chapter 6.
可是就在第六章里面,
through a series of coincidences, the tide has turned against him.
因为一连串的这些巧合就形势大逆转了。
Haman is now marching to his own destruction.
而哈曼呢就迈向了灭亡。
In response to the king's inquiry for what should be done to the man the king delights to honor,
对于王的这个问题说，我又有一个想赐荣誉的人给他，我应该怎么做？
And believing this honor will go to himself,
而他想这个荣誉应该会归到自己。
Haman could not ask for promotion.
哈曼当然不能要求再升级了。
Because he was already second only to the king in his authority over the whole empire.
因为除了王以外呢，他就是第二位的这个权柄的人了。
So he suggested that this man to be honored, to be clothed in royal garments.
所以他就说这个人呢，一定要穿上这个王的所穿的衣服。
These garments the king himself has worn.
王所穿过的。
And that he be placed upon the horse that the king himself has ridden.
而骑这个王所骑的马。
And the horse is to have royal crest.Place on his head.
而这个马要戴上王冠。
And then one of the king's highest nobles should be assigned as escort to lead the horse with his rider.
而王的最尊贵的贵族呢，就要领这个马呢，和这个骑士。
Escort this man throughout the city square.
走大街小巷。
And proclaiming to everyone that this was the way the king honored the man who had delighted him.
而就要到处宣告说，王所要奖赏的人呢，就是如此的给他荣誉。
There is some evidence from Asian historians,
古代的历史学家,
that the Persian royal garments, as well as the king's bed, as well as his throne,
而这些波斯的这些袍啦，他的床啦，他的这个这个位置,
were believed to have power to impart the benefits of royalty in an almost magical way.
有能力赐予这个王的这个尊贵身份。
So here we see the height of Haman's ambition.
所以其实我们在这里，我们可以看到哈曼他自己的这个虚荣心。
To wear the king's own clothing and to ride the king's horse was to have the power of the king himself.
他在这里呢，其实要穿这个王的袍，还有穿骑王的马呢，就是要有这个王的权柄。
For Haman, no other honor was left to him.
因为这对于哈曼来说呢，没有其他的荣誉。
But to partake of the king's own power.
没有比这个王自己的权柄更高。
His prestige and stature.
他的这个地位。
When Haman had given this elaborate description to the king,
当哈曼把这样一连串的形容出来的时候呢
，The king was so pleased by it.
王当然很高兴。
And then he recommended that all that Haman had suggested should be done immediately.
他就说这个哈曼所主张的一切立刻要执行。
In every detail, with no exception.
以所有的这个细节来做。
But instead of this being done to Haman as he had expected.
可是哈曼以为自己会发生在自己身上的。
It was to be for the honor of Mordecai, the Jew.
竟然是为了莫迪凯的荣誉。
Worse still, Haman was the one to be assigned as escort to give the honor.
更可悲的就是哈曼要自己来领这个马。
And also be the escort to lead the horse.
把这个荣誉给这个摩迪凯。
So we can imagine the shock Haman had felt.
我们可以想象这个摩迪凯所遭遇的这个冲击。
When he heard the king's command.
听到了这个王的命令的时候。
Not only would this great honor not to be given to him.
这个大荣誉并不单是不给他。
As he had expected for.
他以为自己会得到的。
But instead, it will be given to the one whom he hated the most.
而是要给他自己最憎恨的人
His greatest enemy, Mordecai
他最大的敌人莫迪凯
And Haman himself would have to give it.
而他们自己要来执行这件事情。
Give it to a Jew.
给这个犹太人。
So that's indeed, this is indeed a crushing humiliation to Haman.
对于哈曼来讲，这是最极大的羞辱。
Now, as ordered by the king, Haman had no choice but to carry out his duty.
因为王所给的命令呢，哈曼没有选择，只好把这样的事情以执行出来。
In every detail to bestow royal honor to Mordecai.
以所有的细节来荣耀这个 Mordecai.
The reward he himself had invented.
这个荣誉是他自己所主张的。
We can imagine how hateful this is for him.
我们可以想象这对于他来说有多可恶。
So the narrative indeed tells us that after the parade to honor Mordecai was over.
我们知道呢，这个游行完了过后呢。
Here says Haman hurried to his horse, mourning and with his head covered.
哈曼却垂头丧气地赶回家。
Haman is indeed punished for his vanity.
哈曼呢，为着他自己的虚荣心呢，被受到惩罚。
He himself has tripped over his own pride.
他为着他自己的虚荣心呢，跌倒了。
Not only that, his plan to have Mordecai hanged has been curtailed by the king.
不但他要把这个莫提凯处死的这个计划呢，被了这个王得到阻止了。
He has not been granted a moment to make his move against Mordecai.
他没有一个机会能够针对莫提凯。
But on the contrary, he has been given every opportunity and every royal facilities to enhance his enemy Mordecai's public honor.
说相反的呢，他所有的这个时间呢和能力呢，都要用来荣耀这个莫提凯。
So what is taking place here?
所以在这里发生的是什么事呢？
Through a series of coincidences, the unexpected has happened.
因为一连串的巧合呢，那个不可能发生的发生了。
Now the king is simply doing what he should have done long before.
这个王呢，只是做他自己本身早就应该做的事。
Rewarding the man who saved his own life.
就是奖赏那个救赎他自己生命的人。
But we readers know that the king is doing much more than this.
可是我们读者知道，其实王做的比这个更多。
He is saving the life of the man who saved his.
他其实是在救那个救他性命的人。
The king is totally unaware of what he's doing.
王当然不知道自己在做什么。
So the question is.
所以问题就是
If Esther is not in charge, for she herself does not know Haman's plan.
如果这个以斯帖他不是掌管一切的，因为他根本就不知道莫迪凯的计划。
And if the king is not in charge either,
如果这个王呢也是不知道这个主宰一切的。
So who is in charge of the events that led to the preservation of Mordecai's life?
那又是谁能够主宰一切，使莫迪凯得以保存性命呢？
As I mentioned before, the turning point of Esther's story is the night the king could not sleep.
我就说过了，这个以斯帖的故事呢，它的转捩点就是当晚呢，这个王睡不着。
Now we might think that the turning point of the fate of Jews is to be found in the second banquet to be held by Esther in the next chapter.
我们会以为犹太人的命运的转捩点呢，会是在这个第二次的宴会里面。
In other words, we would think that the climax of the whole story is to be reached during the second banquet.When Esther confronts Haman face to face,
我们会以为故事的高潮呢，就是在第二次的宴会，当这个以斯帖面对这个哈曼的时候。
But it's not in chapter 7.
可是并不是在第七章那里。
The turning point of the whole story of the book of Esther is the seemingly insignificant event recorded in chapter 6.
而这个整个故事的转捩点呢，就是在第六章里面一个好像很不起眼的事件。
The first verse, when the king had a sleepless night.
第一节就是当王那一天晚上睡不着。
Now a sleepless night might appear to us very common.
一个睡不着的夜晚呢，对我们来说可能很普通。
Which we all have experienced.
我们自己都有经历过。
But it is with this event that the tables begin to turn.
可是呢，就因为这第一次的事件呢，故事就有了转折。
And the reversals begins to occur.
形势就大逆转了。
So what is the significance of this insignificant event?
所以对于这个不起眼的事件，它的重点在哪里呢？
When the king has a sleepless night.
当这个王睡不着，它的重点在哪里？
Now, by making a turning point of this insignificant event.
用这个很不起眼的事件作为转捩点。
Rather than in chapter 7, where we see the highest dramatic action.
而不是第七章那里很轰动的事件的时候呢？
The author wants to take the focus away from human action.
作者其实就是要把这个焦点不要放在人的行动。
That is to say, had the turning point be at the scene when Esther approaches the king.
如果转捩点就是在这个以斯帖没有蒙召面对王。
Or when Esther confronts Haman.
或者是在第七章当以斯帖面对哈曼。
Then the king or Esther will have been spotlighted as the actual cause of the reversal.
那王或者是以斯帖呢，就成为整个故事里面的重点。
In other words, the author wants to tell us that the characters in the story, either Esther or the king.
而在其实这个写作的人就是要告诉我们，不管不是以斯帖，不管是以斯帖或者是王
，they are not to be spotlighted as the cause of the reversal.
他们都不是这个形势大逆转的主要的重要的。
Instead, it is God who is behind the scenes who caused the reversals to happen.
其实是神在幕后那里呢，使一系列的转捩点发生。
So we see no one in the story, not even the most powerful king in the empire.
所以我们可以看到故事里面没有一个人甚至是全帝国里面最重要的王。
None of them is in control of what is about to happen.
他们都不能主宰要发生的事情。
An unseen power is controlling the reversal of destiny.
有一个看不到的能力在掌管全部的命运。
So the author wants to emphasize that beneath the surface of human decisions or actions.
作者要在这里强调的就是在人的主宰人的决定的底下
There is an unseen and controllable power at work
有一个看不到的能力在工作
Which can neither be explained nor thwarted
这是不能解释也不能消灭的
The king who does not seem to be fully aware of the God of Israel
王当然不是好像不认识这个以色列的神
But he is used by this power beyond himself
可是呢，他却被这个神所利用了
，to destroy Haman's evil plan，
来消灭哈曼这个恶的计谋。
On the night the king could not sleep，
当王不能睡的那晚。
Now together with other coincidences found in the book of Esther，
还有以斯帖所有其他的巧合
，they all converge upon one point，
就在这一点那里集合。
That of the salvation of the Jews in Persia，
让这些犹太人能够被救赎。
Through the reversals of all events.
而形势就这样子逆转了。
Therefore, it's very difficult for us to deny.
所以我们很难来否认。
For the author and ourselves.
对，不管是作者还是读者。
That the mastermind behind the series of coincidences is Yahweh himself.
而这一连串的巧合呢的主谋呢就是耶和华。
God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
So brothers and sisters,God's providential care will prevail.
弟兄姐妹，神的供应呢是会获胜的。
Now, despite humans' effort to thwart it,
不管人要如何来消灭它
the story of Esther illustrates that God's care ultimately does not depend on what we do.
以斯帖的故事告诉我们，神的供应并不在于我们做些什么
，but on what He does.
而是神到底做了什么。
God's providential care depends not on our own character,
而不是在于我们这个主角
but on His character,
而是在神的本性。
God may not use miraculous events to show His care for us,
神可能没有用奇迹的方式来表达他关爱我们
but He will certainly guide us through insignificant events or ordinary events,
他会通过不起眼、很平凡的事件来引导我们
that happen in our daily lives,
在我们生命里面发生的事。
It is true that very often we struggle to respond faithfully and wisely to difficult circumstances.
的确，当有困难的时候呢，我们没有办法很有智慧、很忠心的来应对。
And we have little or no control over them.
而我们也没有办法掌控他们。
But let us rest assured that God is behind these scenes and He is in charge.
可是当让我们能够明白说，神就是在幕后，他是掌管一切的。
There's nothing in this world that can thwart God's providential care for us.
这世上没有什么事情能够消灭神所供应给我们的。
In fact, it's very interesting that the chapter 6 ends with foreigners' confession.
很有趣的呢，就是这些外邦人在最后那边他这样子的总结。
It's a foreign confession that serves as an assurance to God's people.
而这个他们所承认的呢，就是对于这个神的子民所承认的。
Now read that returning home with his head covered with grief.
当他回去，当他很哀伤的时候
，Haman tells his wife and all his friends everything that has happened to him.
告诉他的妻子还有他所有的朋友发生的事情。
Now instead of comforting him,
他们呢没有安慰他。
His friends, his wife.They all waste no time to distance themselves from him.
他的朋友和他的妻子呢，都疏远他了。
As foreigners, they made a strange confession, saying,
他们虽然是外邦人，他们在这里做了一个承认。
Since Mordecai, before whom your downfall has started, is of Jewish origin, You cannot stand against him. You will surely come to ruin.
你对莫迪凯已经无能为力了，他既然是犹太人，你就没有办法阻止他，他一定会活着亲眼看到你被毁灭。
Now the triumph of the Jews represented by Mordecai is thus recognized by these foreigners.
所以这个莫迪凯他代表了以色列人的胜利是被外邦人所鉴定的。
They even recognize that it is Yahweh who makes his people indestructible.
他们承认是耶和华使他的子民呢不会被消灭。
So as children of God, God has likewise guaranteed us for his providential care.
作为神的孩子呢，神同样的也是保证我们会关爱我们。
Now especially in the cross of Jesus Christ.
特别是在主耶稣基督的十字架。
We have already experienced the ultimate reversal of our fate.
我们已经经历了这个我们生命中命运最大的形式大逆转。
As Paul says in Romans chapter 8.
就好像保罗在罗马书第八章如此说。
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
谁能使我们跟神的爱隔绝呢？
Shall trouble or hardship?
是患难是困苦吗？
Or persecution or famine?
是迫害是饥饿吗？
Or nakedness or danger or sword?
是贫穷是危险是赤身露体吗？
For I am convinced that neither death nor life.
我非常确信不管是什么都不能。
Neither angels nor demons.
不管是死是活是天使
neither the present nor the future
是现在是将来
nor any powers
是高天
nor anything else in all creation
或者是被造宇宙中的一切
will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord
都不能使我们跟神借着我们的主耶稣基督所赐给我们的爱隔绝。
So God is working providentially day after day.
所以神呢每一天都如此的供应给我们。
Now to care for us even when he seems absent to us.
他这样的关爱我们虽然我们好像看不到他。
Because he has called us to be his children.
因为他呼召我们成为他的儿女。
He will certainly take responsibility to care for us.
他会负起这个责任来照顾我们。
For he is our loving father.
因为他就是如此的爱我们的天父。
So once again come to God's presence.
让我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we know that we come into your presence, we gain much needed perspective. For you alone can make us wise and good. So place within our hearts a yearning that guides us to your will. Give our minds an intuitive sense that show us your way. Give us confidence as we move along the road, even when the way is difficult for us to travel.So shape our lives until every part of them reflects your loving will for us. If there are areas of our lives that indeed to be radically altered, give us the strength and the determination to do it. Help us to open our lives increasingly to your spirit and to your guidance, knowing that your will for us is good and your love is both unending and unconditional. Show us how we can bring strengthfrom our weakness, joy from our sorrow, victory from our failures. We pray all this in the name of him who showed us the way, Jesus our Lord. Amen.